Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. And people living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our special guest is Greg Picor of Hudson Valley Homes for Heroes. Welcome, Greg. And what is Hudson Valley Home for Heroes?
Thank you for having me. Hudson Valley Homes for Heroes is basically a program which helps to close the gap in the cost of housing for military, firefighters, police, certain medical workers, teachers, and certain public service professionals.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. How did you get started with this?
I started this about a year ago, and I saw the need to basically give back to the heroes of our community. And this program gives a significant financial incentive to become part of.
So it's that young.
It's that young. Yes, the program originally started in Minnesota a few years back, and I'm part of the program now here in Dutchess County.
But how are you? How are you directly connected to it? How did that happen?
I started actually researching on the internet for different niches through real estate, and this was something that the Hudson Valley didn't have, and I thought it would be a great program to offer to people.
So do you have a real estate background?
Yes.
Is that your professional background before you came into this? And I assume it's a nonprofit.
This is actually, well, we have a nonprofit involved in which that's a whole different aspect. This part here is basically when you buy or sell a home to the heroes of our community, I give back 25% of my commission, and my brokerage also gives back 25% of their commission, along with mortgage incentives, which they give back also. The entire program, there's title, attorneys, and a Friends of Heroes program where everyone gives back to the heroes of our community.
So it's everybody that's involved in a real estate transaction,
yes,
from the realtor to the attorney to the title insurance company.
Correct.
Okay.
How about the banker? Snicker, snicker, snicker.
Well,
our friend Sarah Carroll here is in her real life a banker.
Yes. I'm a lender, I like to say.
Right.
I'm not a banker, I'm a lender. That's our little inside lender joke.
Her nickname is Ebenezer O'Connell, yes.
So, and why I'm telling you this at this inside joke, because we're always hearing about the attorney inside jokes.
Very honorable profession.
That Jonah and almost every other guest we have on the show, it's a plot, Greg. It's a plot. They're
including
all
next,
attorneys.
Including next week's guest, Mitchell Schroen.
Yes.
That's
well,
right.
He saw the light.
He's a reformed attorney.
He retired from attorney.
That's right.
And did
attorney
something
down
else with his life.
Let's get back to Greg Picor.
To you, because I remember reading at one point, it's got to be at least a year back, somewhere in the Poughkeepsie Journal, and I was under the impression this was for military people, but I'm incorrect in that assumption. You said that this applies to a broader, as you included, police and firefighters. And
yes. It's basically for everyone who serves their community can basically benefit from this program.
Well, let me ask you an initial question.
Yeah.
Why do we even have the program? I mean, I'm all in favor of recognizing these outstanding public servants who put their life on the line for us every single day, but was there a pattern of these public servants being turned down? Why do we have this? What created the need is what I'm getting at.
Exactly. Not to put too fine a point on Jonah's question, but like the vets, there are veteran mortgage programs,
right,
and helpful things like that. Unions that help the police, law enforcement, for example. So if you can remember the question that I just derailed from Jonah, could you answer that?
Basically, through those programs for vets, there are special mortgages that apply, and police have their unions who do have their own lawyers. But there is nothing out there that has a real estate program that'll give back a certain percentage of their commission to.
When you say give back,
yes,
what do you mean by that? Do you get actual hardcore cold cash? Is it a tax benefit, tax credit? Tell us what that means.
An example is a house that would sell for, say, $325,000. Whether you're on the
which
buying,
is a modest house in today's terms.
Yes, it is. Even with the downturn in the market, basically, if you're buying that house, say I have a police officer. My last client was actually a nurse from Vassar. She's purchased the house for about $259,000. So from my end, she was able to receive back $1,800 to help pay for closing costs. Now, I can't physically give her a check, but right. It comes off of the closing costs through the mortgage affiliate that I have, Anthony Dodato. He gave back $1,500, so that totaled about $3,200 that comes off of closing costs. So instead of paying $10,000 in closing, it came out to be about $6,800. Now, the other discounts were through the title, the attorney, and through the inspections, which totaled another $500.
Well, Greg Peeker, of Homes for Heroes, let's take it from the first step on.
Yes.
Let's say that I'm a veteran or a police officer, fireman, nurse, and I'm listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio this morning and Radio Rotary, and I say, wow, that's for me. I'm interested in getting a house, especially in today's market where there are some bargains out there, and I'd like to take advantage of these Homes for Heroes discounts and benefits. Who do I call? What do I do? Let's take us right from the beginning to the house closing. Who do they call?
The first person to call would be me, which my phone number is 845-702-3403.
Repeat that again.
Yes, 845-702-3403.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we'll repeat that in the second half of the show. So they call you at?
845-702-3403.
And then what happens?
An additional way they can obtain information is also to go on the website, which is called cutclosingcost.com.
All as if it was one word, cutclosingcosts.com.
Yes. Cost singular, C-O-S-T.
Oh, cost. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And that's another. So they can either call me, go in there, fill out the form, and basically after I'm contacted, whether they're purchasing or they're selling a home, I would meet with them personally, help them evaluate what they need, what type of house they're looking for, or if they're looking to sell, how much their house is worth, the full market value. And then basically the process starts. It's the same process as with any other realtor. The only difference on my part through the program is that you get back the 25% in my commission and my brokerage commission.
And, of course, do they have any special consideration as public servants as far as the income levels, or do they still have to meet the income levels they would have had to meet?
Are there any caps?
Yeah.
Are there any caps or parameters for income in this program?
No. There's no caps or parameters. There's no additional paperwork. Once you meet with me, that's basically everything that you need to.
Now, there are a lot of regulations these days about, particularly in the lending piece of it.
Yes.
If they enter into the program with you, are they required to use all of the professional people who are on your team?
Right. That's a great question. No, they aren't. You can use one. You can use one facet. You can use as many as you want. But you're not bound to use all of them
but
by any means.
Each of the people involved in the purchase of this house would be committed to the same kind of discounting that you're talking about for the veterans and the police officers?
Right. No. If I had a client that came to me and they had their own mortgage person, own lawyer, they can definitely use them.
Right.
But they would receive the discount from me.
All right. But let's say that they say, I know I don't have a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lawyer involved with your program? Will they get a discount from that lawyer?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And the bug inspector and all the other parameters of people that have to get
so
involved in
the house
closing.
So you act as a referral source,
exactly.
Basically. And
yes.
You have a team together that offers these types of discounts. That's great. All right. So how long was this program? How long has it been since you're kind of a young in Dutchess County? How long has it been in existence out in the Midwest? You said you kind of were inspired by, was it Minnesota?
Yes, it was in Minnesota.
Out of curiosity.
Yes. It actually, they started the program after the events of 9/11 in 2001. And
gotcha.
They've been doing
right,
this
that's where it inspired.
Yeah.
Give us a rundown again of the type of professions that would be qualifying for this program, Greg.
Okay. It'd be military, firefighters, police, certain healthcare professionals, educators, pastors, and public servants.
But not radio hosts.
If
he's shameless, I'm just telling you.
Well, let me remind
our listeners. Warning, Trouble Will Robinson. Trouble Will Robinson.
And we'll learn more about this in just a moment, but let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org, including in Argentina, where Liliana Rabinovich, Vice President of the Once Club in Argentina, is a listener, and hola, Senora Vice Presidente.
Tell me, this is another one of your fans.
Absolutely. And that, by the way, is all the Spanish I remember from Mr. Pachenik in Junior High School 198.
And that's a long time ago.
Oh, you bet. My name is Jonah Treebwas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest is Greg Picor of Homes for Heroes. And tell us, Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston, Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary in just a few minutes.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time.
It's apple blossom time in Red Hook.
Red Hook Rotary invites you to their annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Food, fun, and entertainment, and all at no admission charge.
And there's plenty of free parking, too.
That's Red Hook Rotary's annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the heart of Red Hook.
I'll be with you.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treebwasser, and our special guest today is Greg Picor from Hudson Valley Homes for Heroes, and he's talking to us about this program that's relatively new in the area, in the Hudson Valley, Dutchess County.
And the music that our fabulous engineer, Jay Verzi, has queued up for us is quite appropriate. It's Mariah
Carey
singing about heroes. People like Greg Picor, our guest, haven't forgotten the people who have responded to 9/11, and the people who
absolutely
put their lives on the line every day for us, the firemen, the policemen, our dedicated nurses in Homes for
Heroes.
Even our
clergy.
Right.
There are people that qualify for this program that are basically, if you're a public servant,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just to capitalize, if these people are looking for a new home, you are able to afford them certain discounts, both in the real estate brokerage and various other professionals who have to be involved with a house closing, like attorneys,
bug inspectors? The real estate, to the lending piece of it, to the closing agents.
Correct.
And those three big trenches, there are a lot of costs that are incurred that are required costs.
Right.
And that you've basically assembled a team of people that will discount their fees and services to help. It adds up to great savings for the client.
And what inspired you to do this, Greg? Was it 9/11 or something personal that somebody did for you?
Well, my father was in Vietnam. He's a vet. My mm-hmm. father-in-law is right. also was in Vietnam. So having that background with military and friends who are police officers, I thought it was a perfect fit.
Right. And where do you offer these services? Is it just particular one county or a wider area?
I offer these services for the Hudson Valley, the entire Hudson Valley.
So anywhere that people are within the sound of our voice as we broadcast throughout the Hudson Valley on the mighty Hudson Valley Talk Radio signal, they can call you up at
845-702-3403.
Or look on your website at
cutclosingcost.com.
That's one cost, no
less. Yes.
Cutclosingcost.com. That's a tongue twister. That's a tough one.
Well, it's kind of like your last name. Hello. Say Treboiser three times fast.
Yes, dear. All right. So
that's okay, Greg. I'm the one that has to say it three times fast, so don't worry.
Greg Pecor of Homes for Heroes. So they come to you, you start the process, and have there been any glitches involved that you have to work your way around, or is it pretty much a smooth process?
No, it's a smooth process. The only glitches are anything that happens through the real estate end, whether if it's a buried oil tank, something like that. But again, the process is the same through any.
And to qualify for your services, of course, you have to be a public servant, and
yes.
As we've outlined throughout the course of the program, now some police officers and firemen are part-time. We have volunteer firemen. We have part-time police officers. Does this have to be their full-time profession, or will you
salaried?
Accept,
yeah. I mean, for volunteers, because they're
volunteer
not salaries.
Right. Right. No, I actually just spoke to the Arlington Volunteer Fire Department. I try to speak to as many people as I can, and they're heroes also, whether you're volunteer or full-time or part-time. As long as you give service to the community, you'll qualify.
And how many people have taken advantage of your service in, was it about the year it's been
so
in existence?
Far.
Yeah, so far. This year, actually, there's been 8, from nurses to firefighters mm-hmm. to police to someone who was at my church. And they actually were conducting a Bible study for kids. And I can't distinguish, between a police officer and that. To me, they're also serving their community.
Well, you said clergy or
exactly.
people that were giving volunteer to for the betterment of us all,
yes.
type of thing. So so the volunteers do qualify. That's very interesting. So
yes.
What kind of marketing are you doing? Where do people contact you?
Well, basically on all my listings. Which all my listings get their own individual
website.
Are you
your own broker?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so who are you affiliated with?
I'm affiliated with Scott R. Ficino. He's a licensed real estate broker.
Say that again.
Scott R. Ficino.
Based out of Poughkeepsie?
He's actually based out of Westchester.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of the... basically, I handle mostly everything, all the marketing.
Uh-huh.
And he's also a lawyer, too, so he's a good person to have on my side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the future plans are to start my own brokerage through this program and hopefully watch it grow.
The real estate market's kind of quiet right now because of the economy. Has Homes for Heroes inspired people to look for a new home who may not have done it without these discounts?
Yeah, what I think it does, it provides the opportunity just to be able to afford a house, whether it's helping to pay for closing costs, like I mentioned earlier, helps reduce the closing costs. It helps a lot the opportunity to buy their dream
and
home.
Jonah, how, like you mentioned, $300,000 house is considered affordable housing nowadays.
Right.
And you can remember back when you bought your first house. I'm sure it was nowhere
it
in
was
that.
It was a cave.
Not in that price range.
It was a cave.
I mean, we're talking $250,000 or above. I mean, it's not chump change. So $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 can make the difference from home ownership being obtainable or not. So it is a wonderful initiative, I think. And one more time, Greg, just for our listeners out there, how do they get in touch with you? Number, email, that kind of thing.
Yes, my phone number is 845-702-3403, and my website is cutclosingcost.com.
Now, Greg Picor from Homes for Heroes, maybe out there may be listening and say, well, that sounds very nice. It sounds like a nice gesture. But you know what? I want to be making sure that this is an important purchase in my home, a once-in-a-lifetime purchase maybe for many people when they buy a house. I want to make sure I'm not going to be shuttered aside saying, well, this is our, you know, discounted person. You know, it's nice that you're a
cut rate people. They're in that corner.
You know, right. Are they given any lesser level of service, or are they getting the full service from all these various professionals?
No, it's totally full service. It's just our way to say thank you to all the heroes of our community. But I encourage, if you had any doubts, you know, interview another realtor and then interview me and see who you like best and go with them.
Do you think this idea will catch on if people hear this on the radio, other professionals or attorneys, the real estate brokers think it might catch on and they'll do the same thing?
Well, I don't know if other – there's not a lot of realtors or other people out there that are given discounts. Mm-hmm. It might catch on. Now, through the program, there's a Friends of Heroes program.
And tell us about that. What do you mean?
What's the difference is kind of the discounts never stop. I have, through the Friends of Heroes program, it's local businesses that have signed up right. to give discounts throughout the community. An example is FW Interiors. That's a design place. They give 10% off and a free consultation. I have a hardwood floor place. It's basically local businesses who agree to give discounts to the heroes.
So it doesn't just stop at the closing. It goes beyond decorating and maybe some plumbing work, things of that nature?
Correct. Contractors are involved, and I'm currently looking for more local businesses that like to sign up.
That's just terrific. And
I bet there's been a lot of enthusiasm for that.
Yes. So far there has. I definitely would love to build a Friends of Heroes program of about, you know, 60 to 80 local businesses that would like to give back.
So tell us again, too, how you're connected to the Community Relief Fund, because isn't that a nonprofit?
Yes.
And there's some kind of partnership there as well, Greg.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The Community Relief Fund is something that my mortgage affiliate, Anthony, and I started, which basically the Friends of Heroes program, the local businesses, they contribute to. And once a year, we give 100% of the contribution to a local hero that's in need, that's undergone financial hardship or whatever the case is.
Which could be anybody in this day and age,
yes.
this economy.
Yes.
Now, Greg Picor for Homes for Heroes. Let's say we have people out there listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio this morning and Radio Rotary, and they are in the bug inspection or the house inspection business, or they're an attorney who does real estate and say, you know what, this sounds like a great idea. Can they join your panel? And how do they go about doing that?
Yes, they can. The best way would probably be to go on the website, cutclosingcost.com, and fill out what they do for the community and submit it, and I'll review it with my team and sign them up.
And if people want to take advantage of your services, your phone number again?
845-702-3403.
Well, Greg Picor, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary, and thank you for everything you do for these outstanding public servants. It's just terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
And Sarah,
so much.
Who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah and Greg, we are sponsored this week by Rotary International and Rotary District 7210 and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebois, so thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hudson Valley Rotarians invite you to help us help those whose homes were destroyed in Japan's earthquake and tsunami by sending life-saving shelter boxes. Each Rotary shelter box has a durable tent with water purification and cooking supplies for 10 people. For more information, go to shelterboxusa.org. That's shelterboxusa.org.
On Sunday, May 1st, the American Heart Association will host its annual Heart Walk at Sebago Beach in Harriman State Park. Join thousands of participants who raise money to help in the fight against heart disease and stroke. Start your own team and come out together to celebrate wellness and heart health. You can develop your own Heart Walk website to raise money for the AHA and invite family, friends, and coworkers to support you. Contact the American Heart Association at 845-342-1115. That's 845-342-1115. Join the Heart Walk. Help raise money to beat the number one and number three killers in the U.S., heart disease and stroke.